and precious woods and tapestries and brickwork. It was just fantastic. According to Josephus, there were almost 1 million tourists a year that came to Palestine to see the temple. Now, if you want to figure how much that is, we Israel just had a tremendous tourist year, thank God. They had 450,000 people. And you're talking without El Al and without... in effect, you're talking that maybe 1% of the world's population came, which is a lot of people. The archaeologists, if you go down underneath the street of the temple, the archaeologists show you that there were separate rooms that were for the non-Jews, because they couldn't go on the Temple Mount, so they had special viewing rooms. And they had signs, this way for Greeks, this way for Romans, you know. There was a whole system. And it was a tremendous source of income for the country. I don't know. I'm sure they charged to get out, but to get in, I don't know.
So he did it on top of the
now, what he did is, Baba Ben Butta told him the famous rule, not to destroy the old till you build the new, right? The whole world does it the other way. First you destroy the old, you wreck it, right? And then we'll see what it will build the new. So he told him, Baba Ben Butta told him, don't destroy the old till you build the new. So what happened was that the Beis HaMikdash continued to function all the time while all the building was going on, which was also a tremendous logistical feat. And what he did is he took down the Chashmonaim Beis HaMikdash, and he took down the Beis HaMikdash of Ezra and Nehemiah, and he got down to the stones of the Temple of Solomon. Now again, if you'll go underneath in the archaeological excavation outside the western wall, they will show you the layers of stones. You see where the Herodian stones end. You can recognize the Herodian stones. All the buildings of Herod, he put his signature to by having all the stones with a frame around them. In other words, the middle of the stone juts out, comes out farther, and recessed on the corners of the stone is a frame. That's called the Herodian stone. And if you look at the stones of the Kosa Marovi, you'll see that that's the way they are. Now, you go down in the subterranean passage, which the archaeologists have excavated, and which you can go down into. My father and I were there this summer. So you can see that those Herodian stones rest on the stones of Solomon, which are of enormous size and are of a different color, different type of stone, different architecture completely. So he had his men dig down to build the temple on its original foundation.
Herod.
That's Herod's temple. The Kosa Marovi that we have today is the western wall of the Temple Mount, not of the Beis HaMikdash itself, of the compound of the temple. So that's the outside wall, the outside western wall from the time of Herod. That wall stood, according to Josephus, about 12 stories high. We have it now, it's only about 4.5 stories high, and it's just as much in the ground as exposed, because the rubble of the centuries has closed it up. And then the top of the wall was dismantled by the Romans, by the Crusaders, by the Arabs. So that's the piece of the wall that's left. Now, aside from the Beis HaMikdash, which was, as I said, the piece de resistance, he built his own personal palace. And he built it Munsee style. He spared nothing. And it is the, it was also one of the wonders of the ancient world. Nothing is left of his palace. Absolutely, not only is nothing left of his palace, the archaeologists are not even certain where it stood, which is God's revenge. But Josephus tells us that his